listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9, and a little thing that I would title, Speak, Lord. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. As a boy serving God at the tabernacle, Samuel went to sleep one night. And that night the Lord called out to Samuel, and it woke him up. We don't know exactly what God said to the boy. Perhaps he simply called his name, Samuel. And Samuel answered and said, Here I am. Now he thought that the high priest Eli had spoken to him. So he ran to Eli's room and he asked him what he wanted. Eli sent him back to bed. And the same thing happened two more times. Finally, Eli realized that it was the Lord who spoke to Samuel. And he told the boy to do several things in response. Eli told him, Go lie down. This means that Samuel was to make himself available for God to speak. If before God spoke to Samuel as he lay in his bed, then he should do the same thing again. There are several ways one might make themselves available to hear from God, but the most important way is to read his word and to hear his word faithfully taught. That's the way we can do what Samuel did when Eli told him to lie down. Eli also told him, if he calls you. This means that he told Samuel to not be presumptuous about hearing God speak. He didn't want Samuel to imagine God's voice, as many people do, and get into a lot of trouble because of it. Then Eli told Samuel to respond to the word of God by saying, Speak, Lord. When God speaks to us, it's important to respond with faith and a heart that's ready to obey. Finally, Eli told Samuel to humble himself before God and his word by saying to God, Your servant hears. The only proper way to hear God's word is with a humble heart. We come to God as his servants, recognizing that he is the master. We should be ready to hear from God and respond in the same way. After the same pattern, we say to God, Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. We must respond this way because we must hear from God. The preacher may speak, our parents may speak, our friends may speak, our teachers may speak, and those on the radio or the television or a YouTube channel might speak. That's all fine, but their voices mean nothing for eternity unless God speaks through them. Listen to God today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.